Welcome to Torah Timecha, an Achiyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aliza Davis, and today we are studying Sefer Yoel Perek Daled, Chapter 4. Today we will discuss the final chapter of the four chapters of Yoel, the first two discuss the plague of locusts, and the second two discuss Yom HaShem, a day of judgment for the nations and the end of days. The first set of verses 1 through 3, start, And behold, in those days, at that time, Hashem is saying, I will restore the fortunes of Yehuda and Yerushalayim. We have previously stated a difficulty in trying to place Sefer Yoel chronologically. The fact that this pasuk, this verse, discusses that Hashem will return Yehuda and Yerushalayim seems to indicate that this prophecy could be placed chronologically after the exile of Yehuda. And there's a 10-year period between the exile of Yehuda and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the temple. And it seems likely that perhaps the Sefer can be placed there. In verse 2, we are told, "V'kibatzti et kol hagoyim v'horadtim el emek Yehoshaphat." Hashem says he will gather all the nations and bring them to the valley of Yehoshaphat. And so Hashem, the gathering of the Jewish people, this is one of the 12 things that the Abarbanel points out will happen during the time of Mashiach, which is Kibbutz Galiot, the ingathering of the Jewish people to Yerushalayim. And all nations will gather in the Valley of Yehoshaphat. What is the Valley of Yehoshaphat? The Ibn Ezra says it is another name for Emek Bracha, and that this is the place where Yehoshaphat, the king of Yehuda, defeated the enemies in the east. Yehoshaphat was a righteous king who promoted Avodat Hashem, even though Aram was approaching, he continued to listen to the prophets. Abarbanel and Malbim disagree and say this is the location of the war of Gog Magog, the war that will happen at the end of days, and it is called Yehoshaphat because it refers to Hashem's judgment, Shaphat, which will take place there. Both answers are really in sync. Hashem judged in this place during the time of Yehoshaphat, and Hashem will judge here again in the times of Mashiach. All monotheistic religions hold Yerushalayim to be special, so it would make sense that this would be the location of this final showdown. In the next set of verses 4 through 8, it starts off with Gam, Ma Atem Litzor V'Tzidon V'Kol Gililot Palashat. Why are you doing this to me? Tzor and Sidon and the areas of Peleshet, Hashem calls out specific nations that have acted with cruelty towards the Jewish people. And Hashem also in verse 6, Ubnei Yehuda, Ubnei Yerushalayim, Achartem Lebnei Hayivanim. And Hashem says that you have also sold Yehuda and Yerushalayim, you have sold them to the Greeks. So it seems that there are like first level perpetrators and then secondary perpetrators, and Hashem will punish all of them. And Hashem is saying, you wanted to punish Am Yisrael. You thought that Hashem's heyday had been over. In ancient times, they thought that a god had his heyday in which he was powerful, and then his power waned. Hashem says, you thought my heyday was over, but I will show you my heyday is never over, and I am always in charge, and I will gather you and show you who's truly in power. In verse 5, it says, Asher kaspi v'zahavi lakachtem, umach madai hatovim hevitem lehichal lechem. You have taken my gold and silver and carried off my treasures to your palaces. Now this could be a reference to various times in Navi, during which the Beit HaMikdash, the temple, was stripped of gold and silver. It's mentioned under Chizkiyahu, or during Yirmiyahu. But both times Hashem says, I will pay you back. You took my treasures, you took my gold from my temple, and I will pay you back. In verse 8 it says, U'macharti et b'necham v'et b'notecham b'yai b'nei Yehuda, U'macharum l'shivayim el goy rachok yesham diber. I will deliver your daughters, your sons and daughters, into the hands of the people Yehuda, and they will sell them into captivity. Hashem is saying, I will show you who's in charge, and now my people will do to you that which you did to them. You sold my people into captivity, and now your sons and daughters will be sold into captivity. I will make sure you are punished, and your sons and daughters will be sent even further than my children were. So we see that there will be a level of justice and revenge that will take place. The next set of verses 9 through 17, in which we have an announcement to the nations. In verse 9, we read, Kiruzot bagoyim kachil melchama ha'iru hagiborim yigshu ya'alu kol anche ha'melchama. Exclaim this to the nations, get ready for battle, rouse the warriors, and let the fighters come near. It is not clear if this prophecy was actually, is meant to be actually related to the other nations, or rather it's a message for us. To tell us, Hashem is saying, look, the other nations need to get ready for battle. This is one of the ways in which the Jewish people are shown that Hashem controls all world events. It is not only that Hashem directs events for the Jewish people, but Hashem is in charge of all world events, regardless of what is going on in the world. Hashem is in charge. In verse 10, it says, Kotu itchem l'charavo, m'maz m'roteichem l'remachim, hachalashi omer hiborani. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let even the weak say, I am strong. We have a beautiful image. It's kind of the opposite, the inverse of the imagery that we were given by Yeshayahu in chapter 2, verse 4, where it says, V'kititu charvotam li'itim v'chanitoteam l'mazmirot. That they will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Now, Yeshayahu is using that as an image of peace, in which people will no longer need their weapons, but they will turn them into farming tools. And here in Yoel, we have the opposite. Because of this world war that will take place, everyone will take their farming tools and turn them into weapons. And it would make sense that Yoel would draw upon the words of Yeshayahu. It's clear that Yoel comes after Yeshayahu, and Yeshayahu is famous for his beautiful language and his poetry. And likely the words themselves were very familiar to the Jewish people. So it seems that Yoel would have intentionally taken the words, the famous words of Yeshayahu, and altered them to be specific to his message. And in verse 13, it says, Shulchu magal ki bashal katsir, bo'u redu ki mal agat, heshiku hayikavim ki rabaratam. Swing the sickle, for the crop is ripe. Come and tread, for the winepress is full. The vats are overflowing, for great is their wickedness. Regardless of the fact that it will be harvest time, that the nations will have to leave their harvest behind, the vats will be overflowing. You'll have to drop your sickle, because Hashem is coming with all his glory to exact revenge on the nations. In verse 15, it says, Shemesh v'yireach kadaru v'kochavim asfu nehagam, that the sun and the moon will be darkened and the stars will no longer be bright. This also seems very similar to the darkness that we mentioned by the plague of locusts, that Hashem, that the world would become dark. In verse 16, it says, V'Hashem mitzion yishag, Yerushalayim yitein kolo, V'rashish shamayim v'ares, V'Hashem achasel amo ma'az l'bnei Yisrael. Hashem will roar from Zion and shout from Yerushalayim so that heaven and earth will tremble. But Hashem will be a shelter to his people, a refuge to the children of Israel. It's clear that Hashem will, first of all, will be pulling away the rules of nature, in which nature will be acting in a different way than it normally does, but that there will be this clear protection for the people of Israel, and that they will not be hurt by war, regardless of the chaos going on around them. Hashem will serve as a cover, almost like a dome, in which the Jewish people are protected from the events going on around them. The last set of verses, verses 18 to 21, we are told that the land will respond and the mountains will give off their freshness of their fruit, and Eretz Yisrael will be full of water, which is a sign of life and of success. Mitzrayim, Egypt, will dry up. Edom will dry up because of their evil deeds that they have done. And it says in verse 18, V'haya b'yom ha'hu yitfu ha'harim asis v'hagva'ot telachna chala v'kol afike Yehuda yelchu mayim u'mayan mi'beit Hashem yitzei v'hishka et nachal hashitim. And in that day, the mountains will drip with wine, the hills will flow with milk, and all the watercourses of Yehuda will flow with water. A spring will come from the house of Hashem and will water the wadis. Hashem will live in Zion. And we have all these metaphors about the mountains and the hills will flow, and everything will be nourished. There'll be plenty to eat. And this could be obviously literal, but also that all pain, all tension will be diminished. Life will not be as difficult as it was in the past. The final verse in Sefer Yoel, verse 21, reads, V'nikiti damam v'lo nikiti v'Hashem shochin b'tzion. The Mefarshim explain that what this pasuk is saying is that Hashem will forgive the nations for many things, but what he will not forgive them for is the spilling of Jewish blood. Jewish blood will not be spilled freely. And this verse was added to Av HaRachamim on Shabbos, and it was instituted during the Crusades when the Jewish people needed to hear that Jewish blood is not free and that Hashem will always avenge those who spill innocent Jewish blood. And this is the final message in Yoel. And really, Yoel ends it off and leaves us with this message of hope that throughout the difficult times in exile, Hashem is with us. Hashem will, at the end of days, the other nations will get what they deserved. And we will be protected and we will be in this dome of protection of Hashem. While all the other nations thought that while that Hashem was no longer in power, was no longer in control. Through all this time, Hashem was recording their actions, and one day they will get what they deserve, and Hashem will reside in Zion and will protect the Jewish people. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilei Nishmat Malka, Esther, Bat, Tzvi Yosef.